And then the same voice that had explained to her that is past and that is future said, "Congratulations, you made it this time." So her focal point had become the present moment. If her focal point had not become the present moment, the spaciousness that was necessary for the wisdom to come through her out of the formless, it was then given form by her mind, but the spaciousness would not have been there. If she had said, "Okay, that's interesting, let's see, I'm going to look at the future," and then years later she would still be looking at the, oh wow. And the past is interesting too. And God is the isness of now. Just that. And this is, you can use that as an image for your own life. As much as possible, be interested in this. And that is what we called getting out of the stream of the continuity between past and future. As often as possible, break that, make space, as if you had a veil, and you say, "This is the veil of my life in which things are written, this is a fabric," and then you go in there and separate it. Oh. And then you put your head through into another dimension, the way you see it in some of these films of magic. And that is, oh, the awakening into now. And as we are transitional humans at this evolutionary stage for humanity, many humans alive now are transitional beings. They are dysfunctional as their manifestations of the old consciousness. They are becoming more and more dysfunctional because the old consciousness that is totally identified with mind, form and time, that's been running human history for thousands of years, is reaching the end of its lifespan. It cannot survive much longer. And so every human being carries the old also still inside. And many humans, and certainly those present here and many others, are transitional beings in the sense that the old still has a momentum within them as the new is arising. I call it new because ultimately it's timeless, it's not new, there's no time at all. But it's, let's say, as I saw the name of one second-hand shop was called New to You.